A lot of local folks we spoke with in St. Louis were very excited about the first night of the baseball divisional playoffs. The powerhouse Cardinals will be facing their northern rivals up Interstate 55, the Chicago Cubs, tomorrow night. Don't make plans here in the city except to watch the game or maybe to order pizza. This place shuts down for the playoffs and the Cardinals. Joining me here in the St. Louis Public Radio studio is Joe Holloman, the completely objective columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Joe, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Well, appreciate it.
First, the state of the Cards. How are they fixed for a long haul in this playoff series?
As always, as a St. Louis, we're worried, John. We're desperately worried. We're nervous. We always see the sky falling, even when we win the World Series.
So that would make the Cubs fans delusional.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that almost went without saying, but the Cardinals fret. St. Louis fans fret over the Cardinals. It doesn't matter how many successes we have. We wait for that other shoe to drop. It's just what we do.
Why is this city such a baseball town? And as I roam around the city, how do I feel it in the fabric of this this place on all sides, black, white, everybody?
The reasons, I think there are several. One is almost just the fact that we had no other professional sport in St. Louis until major sport, football, till 1960, when the Chicago Cardinals moved to St. Louis and immediately gave us a dozen years of mediocrity, and they were Chicago's rejects. My father never rooted for the football Cardinals because they were Chicago's rejects. So we had a 60, 70-year head start where baseball was the only sport in town. So I think that's one thing that, let's say, at Pittsburgh, that had the Steelers or the Bears in Chicago. We had nothing to split our allegiance. It was baseball. A second thing is I think that in the early 50s, Anheuser-Busch bought the Cardinals.
Right.
And Anheuser-Busch was a company, one of the largest in St. Louis, still is, that employed a lot of blue-collar working-class folks who followed team sports. So I think it was a combination of a team we were proud of, with a business that we were proud of. So there was this kind of symbiosis that was created there. Two things to be proud of. And the third, we've been really good over 80 years. So I think those three things are the reasons.
You know, it's kind of an interesting sponsorship model, the Busch, Anheuser-Busch company buying the Cardinals. It's a sort of it was an innovative move for a corporate sponsor for a sports team that really we see replicated in the NFL today, but it's also a little bit like the Green Bay Packers because there's this working class element. Everybody feels like they have a stake in the Cards.
I think that is, and a lot of that had to do with no other team, like with Green Bay. I mean, there were the Milwaukee baseball teams, but our own city just had the Packers in Green Bay, and we have the Cardinals. And I think St. Louis has been innovative in baseball. I think two of the greatest innovations in the sport came out of St. Louis, Branch Rickey and the creation of a farm system of teams. That also helped spread the Cardinal magic, if you will, or make Cardinal Nation extend into Oklahoma and Texas and Colorado. And then you have the corporate buying of a team where it wasn't just some rich individual. It was now a corporate entity. So I think St. Louis has been revolutionary, not only on the field in baseball, but certainly off the field as well.
What's the chance that the Cardinals going to the series will muss up Bob Costas' hair? He's a big fan. And speak to the Mets fans out there. Speak to the other fans out there, the Dodgers fans in the National League who are really hoping to bring the Cardinals down. And, of course, the Cubs fans.
Little or no chance that Bob Costas' hair gets messed up.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a 10-1 against.
Okay.
The Mets, we have a bad history with the Mets from the 1980s. They are affectionately referred to in St. Louis as pond scum.
Ooh.
Yes.
So affectionately.
They will always be pond scum. The Dodgers, we kind of like playing the Dodgers. We beat them a lot. And B, I think it's the only team in the National League that can rival us if you say, what's the greatest National League franchise? The Yankees in the American League, clearly. In the National League over the years, it's the Dodgers and the Cardinals. So I think, and that's what I think it's going to be. I think it'll be the Dodgers and the Cardinals in the NLCS.
All right. Worried about the injuries that the Cardinals have, but happy about the playoffs. Joe Holloman, the completely objective, as I said, columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people, by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.